The story I'll tell you of the little red hen. Nice and quiet, sure she was, never did any harm. She lived alone all by herself and worked upon a farm. Now off o'er the hills in the great den of rocks lived a crafty and sly and wicked old folly of a fox. And he took it in his head he'd have this small red hen. "Have the pot on boiling," he says to the old fox within. "We'll eat that small red hen tonight, for sure I'll bring her home." And then he takes his sack, and off o'er the hills he softly makes his track, till at last he comes in sight of the little red hen's house. And there she is out in the yard picking up sticks to make a fire. And then he creeps around softly, softly, so's not to make a sound. And then he says, "Aha, I'll have ye without much trouble more." So in he slips quite unbeknown and hids behind the door. And in a minute after, in comes the small red hen. She shuts the door and locks it too and thinks, "I'm safely in." And then she turns around and looks behind the door. There sat the fox with his great tail spread out upon the floor. Ah me, she was so scared at such a wondrous sight, she dropped her apron full of sticks and flew up in a fright and lighted on a beam across the top of the room. "Aha," she says, "you can't have me. You might as well go home." "All right," says Fox, "we'll see. I'll bring you down from that." And out he marched upon the floor right under where she sat. And then he whisked around faster and faster after his tail on the ground till that little small red hen, she got so dizzy, sure at looking at that fox's tail, she just dropped on the floor. So Foxy picks her up and puts her in his sack. Off o'er the hills again, softly he makes his track. And that little small red hen says, "I'll be biled and ate up too, and then what'll be to pay?" And then she bethought herself, and took out her scissors and nipped a great big hole in the bag so she could look about. And then, before old Fox could think, she hopped right out, she did, and picked up a great big stone and popped it in instead. And then she runs off home. Her outside door she locks. "Ah, no," she says, "you can't have me, you crafty and sly old fox." So Foxy tugs away with a great big heavy stone, thumping his shoulders very bad as he goes off alone, till at last he comes in sight of his great big den of rocks. And there, watching for him at the door, he spies old Mother Fox. "Have ye the pot on boiling?" he says to the old fox within. "Sure that I have," says she. "Have ye the small red hen?" "Sure that I have," says he. The rascal cut the string and held the big bag over. "Now," says he, "when I put her in, you put on the kiver." "Never fear," says she. And then the great stone went in with a splash, and the pot of boiling water came over them with a splash and scalded them both to death so they couldn't breathe anymore. And that little small red hen lived happily just where she did before.
It was early Monday morning in 1845, and I thought myself quite lucky to still to be alive. So I harnessed up my horses, my business to pursue, and I went a-hauling wood, as my daddy used to do. I met an old acquaintance who told me of a ball, and told me when and where and all about it all. So I went to the place where the ball was to be. My father followed after, the neighbors they did say, and at every house he entered where he could see a light, and his old gray locks were wet with the dews of the night. Now that's all I can remember of.
Oh, is it? Tell me, just say your name.
Leela Waters in Bradford.
Okay. There lived, as I've heard tell, close by the running water, an old man and his wife. They had a charming daughter, all beauteous maiden fair. A young man loved her dearly, barley, lie to rule.
There
was an old man, he had a little farm. Twice by lay, by little, by long. He had no oxen to carry it on. Twice by lay, by little, by long. So he yoked up his pigs and went plowing one day. Twice by lay, by little, by long. He saw the old devil coming that way. Twice by lay, by little, by long. Oh, Christ, the old man, I am undone. Twice by lay, by little, by long. The devil has come for my oldest son. Twice by lay, by little, by long.
Not
your oldest son, I crave. Twice by lay, by little, by long. Your old gone wife I mean to have. Twice by lay, by little, by long. Oh, take her, good devil, with all my heart. Twice by lay, by little, by long. Hoping you and she may never part. Twice by lay, by little, by long. He took her down to the gates of hell. Twice by lay, by little, by long. He threw her down there and she looked down well. Twice by lay, by little, by long. Then the young devils began to rattle the chains. Twice by lay, by little, by long. She picked up a fork and she pitched out their brains. Twice by lay, by little, by long. The young devils began for a squall. Twice by lay, by little, by long. Oh, take her away, she'll spoil us all. Twice by lay, by little, by long. The old devil loaded her onto his back. Twice by lay, by little, by long. And like a damn fool, he went lugging her back. Twice by lay, by little, by long. Oh, cries the old man, I was born for a curse. Twice by lay, by little, by long. She's been through hell and she's 10 times worse. Twice by lay, by little, by long.
I don't know how it starts.
That's all I can remember of it. They have fine girls, I know, 'tis true. But alas, poor things, what can they do? If they should want a decent man, he can't be found in Michigan. Down in the meadow in the sand in the sun lived an old mother toad and a little toady one. Sing, said the mother, I sing, said the son, said the one. So he sang and was glad in the sand in the sun. Down in the meadow where the stream runs blue lived an old mother fish and a little fishies too. Swim, said the mother, we swim, said the two. They swam and were glad where the stream runs blue. Down in the meadow in a hole in the tree lived an old mother bluebird and a little birds three. Sing, said the mother, we sing, said the three. So they sang and were glad in the hole in the tree. Down in the meadow in the sand by the shore an old mother turtle and a little turtle shore.
Yeah.
Swim, said the mother, we swim, said the four. So they swam and were glad in the sand and the shore. Down in the meadow in a snug bee hive lived an old bumblebee and a little bee's five. Buzz, said the mother, we buzz, said the five, and so they sang, we're glad in the snug bee hive. Down in the meadow in the nest built of sticks lived an old mother crow and her little crow six. Caw, said the mother, we caw, said the six, so they cawed and we're glad in the nest built of six. Okay. My grandmother lived on yonder little green, the finest old lady that ever was seen. She oft-time cautioned me with care of falsion men to be aware. Timmy I, Timmy Yum Tum, Timmy Apatah, falsion men to be aware.
That's it.
I can't remember anymore of it.
The first I was seeing, but the words of my grandmother rang in my head, so I could not hear one word he said.
You turn off a minute while I get the rest. Old Grimes is dead in his grave. In his grave. There grew a green apple tree over his head. Over his head. The apple grew ripe and ready to fall. Ready to fall.
Came an old woman.
There came an old woman and gathered them all. Gathered them all.
Now.
Old Grimes jumped up and gave her a knock. Gave her a knock, which made the old woman go hippity hop. Hippity hop.
Yeah.
The man in the moon is a very courageous skipper, but he made a mistake when he tried to take a drink of milk from the dipper. He dipped into the Milky Way and slowly, cautiously filled it.
But the little bear howled and the big bear growled and scared him so that he spilled it.
Okay. I went over to Bonneville Fair. I got drunk when I got there. And as I lay on the floor to dance, in came Cabbage in his high water pants. At Bonneville, I'll never go there anymore. For they do such things and they say such things at Bonneville. Bonneville, I'll never go there anymore. Okay, now. They danced all night till the sun was low and the mother birds prepared to go. And one and all, both great and small, flew home to the nest from the birdie's ball.
To the woodpecker again.
A woodpecker came from his hole in the tree and brought his bill to the family. Cherries ripe and berries red, a very fine feast, so the birdies said. Once upon a time there were three Jews. Once upon a time there were three Jews. The first one's name was Isaac.
You gotta have a little caution then.
Yeah, but I do.
Well, all right, go ahead.
First upon a time there were three Jews. The first one's name was Isaac. The first one's name was Isaac. The first one's name was Isaac. The second one's name was Abraham. Second one's name was Abraham. Second one's name was Abraham. Third one's name was Ahab. Third one's name was Ahab. Third one's name was Ahab. They all sailed off for Amsterdam. They all sailed off for Amsterdam. I'm through with you, fade away from view and disappear. Remove your junk that you call your trunk away from here. I'll open the door for you to go out in the rain and the hail and snow. Out where the wintry winds do blow, oh my. Around the house, you ain't a bit of good. You won't let the fire even carry in the wood. You needn't try to reason, excuse it out of season. Just kiss yourself goodbye. That's right. Out in the snow, 22 below, he was forced to go from his bungalow. She wouldn't listen to his tale of woe. Just opened the door and said, there. Out in the snow. I'll open the door for you to go, and it goes on from there.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, young man with an orange in his hand, then canary in
old... Start again with it. Got it.
I'd rather marry a young man with an orange in his hand than to marry an old man with 40 acres of land. For the old man is old, the old man is gray, the young man is full of fun. Go away, old man, go away. I'd never marry an old man, I'll tell you the reason why. His lips are always slobbering, his chin is never dry. For the old man is old, the old man is gray, the young man is full of fun. Go away, old man, go away.
Yeah.
Father's name was Morgan, and they had the flattest noses and their cheeks.
For red is roses over there.
And potatoes, they grew small over there.
The potatoes, they were small over there. They grew small and they didn't know. They dig them in the fall. And
they dig them in the fall over there. Now there was one more verse.
Go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, her old gray goose is dead. One she's been saving, one she's been saving, one she's been saving to make a better bed. Go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, her old gray goose is dead.
Wait, start over here.
What's the matter, Mid Hines? Hines is wobbling down the street. What's the matter, Mid Hines' feet? Ach, man, what's the trouble, Mid Man? He's been in 57 bars and Hines is pickled again.